I'm here with Zip at the Guns and Bitcoins conference. Zip, how you doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
Doing good? So look, I was walking around and then I saw these guns that look like they're from outer space. What the heck is going on here?
So I designed the guns.
Awesome.
This is the ARC. Some of you may have seen it, some of you may have not. Basically, it's a AR platform, pistol caliber carbine.
Here, I'll hold this one. Can you grab the other one?
Sure.
Because I feel left out. Check this out, guys. Look at this baby. You can make this in your basement. If you're not, what the heck are you doing with your life, dude? Seriously, especially in places where this is legal. Okay, so you were saying.
This is called the ARC. There's a DLC release, so you can basically make this as customizable as you'd like. There's 14 magazine options, there's 3 barrel options, 9 handguard lengths, and 6 calibers. So you can basically make it any way you possibly
want. Wow, so 14 magazine options?
Correct.
So does that drum goes in here?
Yeah.
Oh.
You'd have to reprint the lower receiver for the drum, but this is a Suomi drum.
This one doesn't go in here,
no,
right?
No, so I'd have to print it differently. But that's just one of 14 mags that it's compatible with.
Yeah, I already know what I want for Christmas.
You want an ARC or you want a drum?
Both. I want this setup right here. This is beautiful. Oh my gosh, Mr. X would be geeking out right now. This is amazing.
Thank you very much.
Wow, so what got you into 3D printing guns?
Got a 3D printer, not anticipating guns, and I started getting into, building 80% guns, and kind of realized that mixing the two worlds, just took it in real.
Right on, what caliber is this?
So that one specifically is chambered in 7.62 Tokarev, which is like a really old Russian round.
I've never even heard of that round.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. It's a cool round. It's very unique. But it's compatible with 22, 9, 10, 40, 45, and 7.62.
Oh, wow.
So those are the 6 calibers currently using the AB.
6 calibers and one.
Correct.
Right here.
Yep. So you would just basically change the barrel, the bolt carrier, and the magazine, depending on your caliber. So, like, this is the 22 version. This is a CMMG bolt carrier. You can use the proto barrels, or like homemade carbon fiber, or you can use just basically a 2-3 barrel.
Are you a lefty?
No.
No?
It's so convenient because most people are right-handed.
Yeah.
So you can charge with your left hand.
Oh.
Whereas,
I never thought about that.
With an AK, have to do some awkward stuff.
Yeah, I'm used to the awkward stuff. I'm used to holding it here.
Some people like the tradition.
Papa, rock and roll.
But it's nice to keep your hand on the target.
But this is right. You're right. This is actually
this is
more.
How it should be.
This is how it should be.
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder. I'm like, are you a lefty, Zip? I was wondering. This is gorgeous. How much would it cost someone to make one of these at home?
So it's very caliber dependent. If you're going to do 9mm, it's only $250 more or less to find deals. And that's including filament cost, electricity cost. So it's very budget friendly.
How long does it take to make one of these?
If you have one printer, it'll take you roughly 5 days. But I have 4 printers, so I can do it in a day and a half.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is amazing, and you sell kits, correct?
Yeah, hardware kits.
So hardware, okay.
That entire gun is held together with bolts and nuts and these thread rods. So it's just 1/4 inch by 20 all thread. So they'll be cut to length. They run down the length of the gun, sandwich everything together, and they take these binding barrels on the tin.
All right.
Just for show.
Hold this up to your face into a camera so we can show everyone exactly what we're showing them. Here it is, guys. Cover your face with it, with the gun. Cover your face in this camera.
Oh, that camera?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was looking at
the screen. That's all right. There you go. There it is. You see it? Bam. That's ARC. ARK. What's your website?
Invaderzip.com.
Invaderzip.com? Click the QR code?
Yeah. There's a video game also on Invaderzip.com. So
you made a video game?
I had someone help me make a video game. So it's like an 8-bit video game.
Is that this little ant right here?
So that's actually just my avatar, but you'll play as him, or you'll see him in the video.
Okay.
This was an 8-bit video game, runs through everything, and then at the end you get a discount code for hardware kits. So if you beat the game, you get a discount code. And then at the main menu of the video game, there's an option on the bottom for store, and that'll bring you to an actual website where I sell, you know, hardware kits and metal ejectors, whatever else, you know, merch, stickers.
Someone's getting started in this, what would you recommend? How do they get started?
I would recommend buying an Nintendo 3. One of the most popular low-budget entry-level 3D printers.
What is it called again?
Ender 3.
Ender 3?
Yeah, it's about $180, so it's not too bad price-wise. That'll kind of let you know if it's something that you're interested in.
Okay, Ender 3. Okay, Ender3.com?
No, it's just the you can go on Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah, just type in Ender 3. Come on Google, type
How do you spell that?
E-N-D-E-R, and then
Okay, amazing. And so, we're here at the Guns and Bitcoins conference. Are you involved in crypto at all?
Not really, no.
Not really, just focus on guns? So you got into guns and you weren't even like thinking about printing guns. You had a 3D printer and you got started. What were the first things you printed then?
So actually, I wasn't really interested in just printing other people's stuff. I actually started designing first. Ooh. I designed like a bullshit light bar mount for my printer to put a light bar on top. And I still have it to this day. I was so proud when I finished designing it and printing it, and it worked. And I keep it because I look back and laugh. And now I'm here, and I was so proud that I made this little mount. So that was the first thing I printed, and then it kind of went right into this.
What is the future for Invader Zip?
The future is bigger and better. You know, this is pistol calibers, so I'm going to focus on the next step, which would be rifle calibers. That's probably the biggest challenge right now in the 3D printing world is rifle calibers. They're so spicy. You can't really print upper receivers. So we're still, we're tied down buying metal upper receivers. But I'm working on a design right now that should allow you to print the upper receiver, and it'll be a fully printed, basically AR-15.
Fully printed AR-15.
Correct. Minus, it's a barrel.
Wow. That's amazing. Guys, look how beautiful this is. You see this? It's gorgeous. Which one did he make first? This one or that one? Can you please hold that one up?
It's not even here. The first design it did not look good at all. For anyone that's interested in designing guns, don't worry about making it look good. Worry about making it functional. That's basically what you need to do first. And making it look good is honestly the hardest part.
Really?
I spent the majority of the time making it look like this.
Where did you take your inspiration from? Because this looks really cool.
So originally I was kind of going with like a Halo looking gun. So I was just obviously growing up playing Halo.
Yeah.
I just wanted like that space and look futuristic. A lot of people like that. I think the future of guns is going that way. So, I took inspiration from Halo, and then for the end cap of the handguard, someone brought to my attention a gun called the R301 from Apex Legends.
Mm-hmm.
Looks very similar in size and shape to the Ark. So
it's so sexy, dude.
The front end to look like that.
Oh! What's up? This is so sexy, Al. I want to buy this from you. What's up?
No, I can't.
You can't sell it. Okay. Okay. But I could make one.
You could make one.
Okay. How hard is it? You already designed it.
Correct.
So, could I just go home, 3D print this same design?
Yes.
And then just follow your instructions, and I'll end up with this guy right here?
Absolutely.
And this would be my first time ever doing anything like this.
And you would be successful.
I'm going to take you up on that.
Okay.
We're going to stay in touch. And I'm going to go through my journey. And I'm going to document my journey of building this bad boy right here. I'm going to make mine some wild color, dude. What's a good color? Let's pick a color.
Whatever color you want. That's the thing with 3D printing.
I know.
There's so many colors out there. Rainbow is just really
fun. All right, well, if this goes on YouTube, I want to know what color people want. And so when this goes on YouTube, y'all tell me what color you want the gun to be.
Yeah.
This is gorgeous. Beautiful. Look at that. So I could make one of these. And it would take me 5 days.
5 days.
And everything I can just find at a local hardware store that does not come in your kit.
No, so the kit is the local hardware store, basically.
All sent to me.
All sent to you. And then the rest of the parts you can buy online and ship to your house. So you never have to leave your house and check it.
Okay, so I like to shoot 5.56 or 2.23.
So that's not a rifle caliber.
Oh, crap. So what? Okay, so this shoots 22?
So you can shoot
and
this,
nine.
The 22 version.
Okay.
You can shoot 9mm,
okay.
10mm,
okay.
40 speed aggressive, 45 ACP, and 762. So all of this stuff, the most common is
okay. I do 9 to 22, so I could do one. This one, I could do this one?
Yeah, so the only difference would be the receiver and the quarter barrel for 9mm. I'll carry 4 9mm and use mags for 4 9mm. We just decided to use like 6 or 7 mags for 9. So we have some variation.
Dude, I'm so excited. I'm so happy to meet you, sir. Let's do it. Let's do it. And you're going to walk me through this journey.
Absolutely.
Because I want this gun. Like, this is so sexy. Because, like, all right. So, yeah, there's a lot of cool guns here. I mean, Jeff Rodriguez, his guns are fucking badass. Like, those shotguns are amazing. But they're bulky. This is like, light. And the design is super sexy. So, if I'm going to build something, if I'm going to make my first one, I want it to be something like this, guys.
And
right?
Something familiar. It's an AR platform, so you know, you already know how to operate it. You know how to operate it.
Yeah, I do.
So, and part of the availability is very high in the very base AR. So don't worry about trying to find parts, shooting at a stock, almost every website is there.
Right on. So this is all. Yeah, because I see the safety, the fire right here, same thing as an AR. Okay.
There's no trigger and hammer installed for the target.
So why can't we just make this into an AR from the get-go? Just put the thing for the AR, the receiver for the AR, and rock and roll.
So the problem with rifle calibers is the direct input gas system that makes this big noise screen. Mm-hmm. That would melt your receiver. Because you're pouring gas from your barrel to your bolt carrier in the second back. And that gas tube will actually melt the other receiver, pumping that gas inside. So this is just a straight bolt back for a big physical. So you don't necessarily have that problem in the round surface. It's like not that specific.
So what are you going to do in order to make this into an AR-15?
I don't want to say yet.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Will it be here next year? Is that the hope? Is that
hoping it'll be before next year.
Okay.
So it should be soon. Actually,
Ooh.
See, it's going to be very different.
Okay. So maybe I should get my feet wet with this one first. And then we will do the next one once you have it locked in place. Zip, thank you so much. I look forward to this journey with you. Yeah, let's do it. What the heck? This is fucking amazing. Guys, Invader Zip. And what's the website?
www.invaderzip.com.
The QR code's right here. Just go. Enjoy yourselves. Thank you.
Despite capital inflows giving the illusion of dollar superiority, a new video report reveals shocking reasons the U.S. dollar is facing a full-scale worldwide rejection. Watch this free report to understand how to confidently position yourself for what could become the biggest short opportunity in history. Go to dollarvigilante.com/short to get this video report for free for a limited time.